Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Oh my goodness. Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Oh my gosh. I am so jazzed about tonight's show. You know, I said this last week. I was talking to Seth about it when we were doing the show here on BBS, and I was saying to him, this is like one of my favorite hours of radio I do. I'm doing like about, well, what am I up to now? 12 hours of live radio a week. And I love this hour, and I love the way we roll here. And, you know, sometimes we take breaks, sometimes we don't. Most of the time on this station, I don't take breaks because the conversation is so enlivened that we just want to provide you the best of the best of the best. And tonight's show, it is one of the best. I am so thrilled to have Dr. Alexander Lloyd joining me here today. Now, let me just tell you this. The book that I have is called The Healing Code. And we're going to talk about the healing code, but here is what I want you to think about. Are you feeling stressed? If you are, get ready for today's show. Do you have a health issue? If you do, get ready for today's show. How about your relationship? Is it juicy, just like you want it to be? If it's not, get ready for today's show, because Dr. Alex is joining me here today, and we're going to be providing you with some answers. But before we do, let me tell you a little bit about this. Dr. Alex Lloyd is a former psychologist counselor who discovered a healing method that you're going to hear about tonight, and that is the healing code. He's also somebody that knows a lot about what it means to have a lethal disease and what it means to take that disease and put it into full remission. I'm one of these people that is on the same side as him because I've been through this myself. And so here we are with Dr. Alex. We're going to be talking about healing. You're going to hear some things tonight. I hope you're ready to take them down. We're going to talk about the 7 secrets of life, health, and prosperity. We're going to be talking about a 10-second instant impact technique for getting rid of the stress that's bringing you down. And more importantly, tonight's show is about thriving. And so, Dr. Alex, it is so cool to have you on the show. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. And boy, I can't wait to get started here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's an honor to be here. I'm excited, too.
Okay, so I asked the listeners a couple of questions here before we got started, and you know, I mean, you could have taken this chapter out of my life here in the past 8 years or so. I wanted to ask you, what is it about the healing code and about your life and about your work that gets you fired up every day?
Well, I think the thing that gets me fired up is helping people who are suffering the way that my wife and I suffered for 12 years. And to me, there's nothing more exciting than that. I've been on the phone today, and this happens every day, but today with a lady who 3 weeks ago, her tumor was double the size that it is today. She was feeling so much better after 3 weeks, went back, had another MRI done. The tumor has decreased by half. The doctor couldn't believe it. Another lady who said, I've been depressed since I was 15 years old. She's 50 today. And she said, the reason I started doing this is I was suicidally depressed. So she said, a month ago when I started this, I was suicidally depressed. She called me on the phone today, said, for the first time since I was 15, my depression is completely gone. I went to my psychologist today. He did all the tests on me, was crying, said, it's gone. You're right, it's gone. She said, I don't know how to act, because I've never felt this way in my life. So that's what juices me, is helping people the way my wife and I were helped by this discovery a number of years ago.
So here's the thing that I want to talk with you about. We are living at some of the most interesting times, I think. You know, some people say, oh, it's nothing that, you know, to what I went through growing up. And certainly, you know, my uncle says that. He says, you people haven't built any resilience. I mean, you should have been through the Depression. And yet at the same time, we have autoimmune diseases on the rise. You know, we have levels of diabetes going on in this country for people that, you know, are not even 10 years old. I could go on and on and on. And I guess the question I want to ask you, and forget about the level of fear that is instilled in children and adults alike.
Right.
How would you characterize the culture we live in the United States here right now?
Yeah, it is unbelievably toxic, Dr. Pat. In 1971, President Richard Nixon declared war on cancer. That's 40 years ago, cancer was the eighth leading cause of death. And today it's number two, and experts are saying it's about to be number one. And in that same 40-year time period, the diagnoses for, you know, almost everything, the amount of money spent, you name it, have skyrocketed. And, you know, we're tempted to say, oh, but that's because of standard medicine. And I'm a big believer, by the way, in natural health myself. Take supplements every day, exercise, meditate, all of that. But we're tempted to say that all the fault of that is standard medicine. But what most people don't realize, Dr. Pat, is that in the year 2000 was the first year in the history of modern Western civilization that people spent dollar for dollar as much on natural health as alternatives, and were just as likely to see an alternative practitioner as their family medical practitioner. It was such a shocking statistic that it became the theme of the AMA's convention that year. So for the last 30 years at least, because it started 10 years or more before that, so at least for the last 30 years, Dr. Pat, we've been on a huge tidal wave of natural health, and things are still getting worse. So I think it's extremely toxic. But on the other hand, you're right. These are exciting times because some of the most exciting things we've seen in decades are happening too.
It really is, you know, the best of all worlds, kind of. Yet at the same time, we have, how do I say this? We live in a world where everything is speeded up. I was joking about this, Dr. Alex, the other day to somebody. I said, you know, I don't want to date myself, but I'll tell you, there used to be a time. Now, I don't know if you can remember this, but try this on for a minute. There used to be a time before cell phones. That's almost like saying before dinosaurs, right? Before cell phones, when you left work, you got in your car, nobody could call you.
Right.
Even if you went on a business trip, you weren't connecting with people. And somebody said to me, when was that? I said, you know what? Think about it. It wasn't really that long ago.
Right.
How would you explain the effect of communication and the accelerated pace it has taken, and how that has contributed to the health conditions we have now?
Yeah, I think it has contributed. And of course, I'm old enough to remember that. I'm 50 years old, and I remember watching Star Trek with their little communicator thing. It looked exactly like a cell phone, saying, oh, yeah, boy, that'll never happen. And so, yes, of course, I remember that. But I agree with you. You know, things that would take you weeks to research, you can research in hours or days. And that's some of the good side of that. And another one of the good aspects of it is people who are doing similar things around the world now are much more likely to get in contact with each other, which has been a real joy for me in the last number of years. But the other side of that is we're on information overload, and we don't ever stop. We don't ever relax. We don't ever meditate and rest and pray and just go for a walk in the woods by yourself and allow your brain and mind and body to de-stress, to unwind, and those things are absolutely essential. And except for dyed-in-the-wool meditators, there just aren't many people that slow down enough to let the stress die down some. And I think it's having a huge impact on us. And by the way, Dr. Pat, let me compliment you. That's a fabulous question. I've done a lot of interviews and a whole lot of interviews lately because of our book coming out, and nobody's ever asked me that question. That's a brilliant question.
Well, you know, I mean, thank you so much. I mean, this is something near and dear to my heart, Dr. Alex. I don't know how much you know about me, but you and I could have probably been twins going down this journey together, because ultimately what you share in this book is that things start to affect the body. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that. Let's talk about whether it's accelerated pace of communication, stress, keeping up. You know, we are walking around in a body that has a limit to it, don't you say? At least in terms of using the tools that people think they have. But what you've created here in the Healing Code is perhaps another way to look at it. But doesn't the body scream out and say, wow, like enough?
It does. It does. One of the premier medical doctors of our day, her name is Doris Rapp. She's a brilliant lady, did some of the most incredible pioneering work with children involving allergies that's ever been done. You can do a web search and find her. And mm-hmm. She coined a theory and a term, Dr. Pat, that you may be aware of. It's called the barrel effect. And the barrel effect theory is simply, and she backs this up with clinical research, it's kind of what you're saying, that we have kind of an imaginary, but in a way not imaginary, barrel inside of us that all stress goes into. Physical stress, emotional, mental, everything. And as long as that barrel is not full or close to full, then we can have new things happen to us that are stressful, and it's no problem. You know, we can handle that in stride, and it's no big deal, and we can stay in a place of balance in our nervous system and all that sort of thing. But once that barrel gets full, then we can have a tiny little thing happen, and we react. Whether it's an allergic, she dealt a lot with allergic reactions, but it could be anything. It could be an emotional reaction like anger. It could be an allergic reaction. It could be that your blood pressure goes up. It could be that you start developing cholesterol in your veins. It could be, you know, a thousand different things. That's the weak link theory. That's another thing. But one of the examples that she uses is like a small thing like a peanut. Like, peanuts could be totally fine and even good for you. But you let that stress barrel get full, and maybe you eat one peanut, and it sends you into all kinds of terrible symptoms. Well, it wasn't the peanut. It's that you were over your limit. You were toxically stressed. And one of the points that she makes is, and I think this is kind of the point you're trying to get to, is that we live in such a toxic environment today that a high percentage of people are going around with their stress barrel completely full almost all the time. And so any little thing, whether it's a food or somebody looks at them crossways in the grocery store or traffic or the stock market, whatever it is, they react to it because they're walking around toxically full all the time.
And this is really, this is really so important to our conversation tonight. You know, this is for so many people. The book that you've written, of course, you know, for those of you just tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show, I got Dr. Alex Lord joining me here today. And, you know, he's written a book, The Healing Code, along with Ben Johnson, Dr. Ben Johnson, 6 Minutes to Heal, the Source of Your Health, Success, and Relationship Issue. And, you know, people would say, really, Pat? Really, Dr. Alex? 6 Minutes to Healing It? But let me tell you my story. You know, and here we go. We're off and running. And I wanted to ask you, the book is out, and you're speaking, you're on radio, and you have helped people globally. What is your greatest challenge? And what I mean by that is, if you have a great challenge to getting this message out there, right? Then right. I can only imagine, let's grow that challenge exponentially to the millions, even billions of people that will not be able to get your message from the very mere fact that they face their own challenges. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's in the way?
Yeah, I think there's several challenges. One is people to a large extent, or I shouldn't say to a large extent, but a percentage of people have become numb. They've tried 27 things that all promise to fix their problem or to deliver on what they want, and none of them work or none of them work enough, and they've spent a lot of money and they've spent a number of years, and so now they're kind of numb, and they've sort of like that famous experiment where the rat keeps getting shocked, and finally it just gives up and says, okay, shock me, but I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore. A percentage of people, it sounds too good to be true, you know. There's no way that people could be healed of ALS and all kinds of cancers and heart disease and MS and depression and anxiety and poison ivy. Doing one thing that's simple to do, that's not hard, that doesn't take long, that you don't have to buy refills for, that, you know, it sounds too good to be true. And there's that thing, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And then there's some people who are so immersed, they're maybe neck deep in, you know, pills or surgery being the answer, you know, and that they won't even try it because it's not what it's supposed to look like to them. So I think there's a number of challenges, but I tell you what, we've been overwhelmed. We started this 6 years ago out of my basement with no money, well, very little money, and absolutely no advertising. And today, we have clients in 50 states, 143 countries. The book is being printed in, it just came out, but it's being printed in 21 countries, 16 languages. And, you know, we get stories every single day of people healing from things that are supposed to be impossible to heal from. So, you know, yeah, there's problems. But we're seeing so many miracles that we're not focusing a lot on the problems. We're just grateful for all the good stuff.
I agree with you, and I'm so glad to hear you say that. You know, I have to ask the question about the challenges only so that we can shine the light here on the world of unlimited possibilities in healing in terms of what you've been able to write and what your mission is about. And you mentioned ALS, and I want to talk about that for a minute because I think if I recall in reading the book, I remember that, you know, this was the situation with Ben.
Yeah.
Let's tell people what ALS is. I lost a friend of mine a year ago from ALS.
Yeah. Well, if you want to know the bottom line of what it is, it's a death. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's a death sentence.
Yep, it is.
50% of people are dead within 18 months of diagnosis. 85% are dead within 3 years, I believe. I'm told that you can count the five-year survivors on one hand, and almost all of them are doing terrible. It's as you know, what we the way we used to be afraid of AIDS, ALS is worse than that ever was. It's a death sentence.
Mm-hmm. It is, and I'm sorry. I'm a little choked up right now because, you know, in reading your book and I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, had I known of you in this book at this time, you know, the pain that my friend Leslie went through, and watching this, Dr. Alex, I have never seen anything take the spirit, the life, the soul out of somebody in such a short period of time.
Right.
As that did. And so then when I hear the story of, you know, of somebody having ALS and then not having it, we need to talk about that. We need
right.
to talk about the healing code, what you've discovered, and what people should know about this book and your work so that they can get plugged in.
Well, I think the thing I would share there, and this was my journey. My wife mm-hmm. was diagnosed in about 1988 with severe depression. And there's, you know, we throw that word depression around a lot. There's depression and then there's depression. She had the bad kind, you know, that's going to dominate every moment of every day for the rest of your life. It's genetically based. There's supposedly no cure. And it did. It made our life a living hell for 12 years. And I mean, our days were not, hey, what are we going to do for dinner tonight? Our days were, are we going to get through the day today? And she was suicidal part of that time, and it was just horrible. And we tried everything. I mean, we tried medications, all kinds of medications. Her side effects were worse than the benefit for her. We tried all the natural stuff over a period of years. Of course, counseling, therapy, all that sort of thing. And we found a lot of good things, a lot of wonderful people, but Tracy was always still depressed. And then in 2001 came the discovery of the healing code. I was in private practice doing counseling and therapy at the time. And the thing that's different about the healing code than anything else I know of, and the place where the reason I feel like maybe we're missing the boat in a lot of situations as to why things keep getting worse, even in the natural world, is what the healing codes address is a spiritual issue. Now, I'm not talking, let me say real fast, I'm not talking at all about religion. I run as fast as I can the other way from religion. It took me decades to recover from my religious upbringing. But I try to be very spiritual, and it's the most important thing in my life and my relationship with God. What the healing codes do is they address the spiritual issue that underlies whatever the problem is. And to me, that's the secret of it. And then it's a physical mechanism that heals a spiritual issue, which sounds really wild. I mean, it's hard to get your head around that. Kind of like back in the Star Trek days, thinking about cell phones, you know. But that's what it is. It is a physical procedure that takes 6 minutes to do that heals the underlying spiritual issue. And when I say that, I'm talking about issues of forgiveness, issues of guilt and shame and worth and rejection, issues of fear and sadness and hopelessness. And you know, those are spiritual issues. Those are beliefs. Belief isn't a clinical term or a medical term. It's a spiritual term. So this is working on those spiritual issues. And to me, that's the absolute secret about the healing codes. But also, I think what we've missed, the reason things have been getting worse. You know, we've been focusing on standard medicine or natural medicine. Well, I don't think the problem is in either place. I think it's in the spiritual realm.
Well, I have to tell you, it is really a pleasure to be having this conversation with you because, in 2004, I was diagnosed, and I'm just going to call it a mystery disease, because you know how that is, right?
Yeah,
when they can't really, they can't figure out what you have.
Happens all the time, by the way.
I know. Well, I now know. And what I discovered along the way, not having the benefit of your knowledge, is I had to discover the message that you're sharing now the hard way. And what I've really come to know and excited about speaking with you about is up until I've been able to get familiar with your work, I didn't know that there was a route that we could take to heal these issues from a spiritual plane that didn't take less than 10 years to do.
Right.
So can you tell us a little bit on how you've been able to bring or shine light on the healing code, which appears to me to have quantum ability?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I would love Dr. Pat in a way to be able to tell you that it's because I'm a genius and I'm the next Einstein and all that sort of thing. But nothing could be further from the truth. It was pretty much by accident. The first step was desperation with my wife's illness, and then the next step, I guess, would have been accidents, wonderful, divine accidents, all from the place of love for my wife, and not being willing to give up on her, but. I believe there's two core issues that everyone I've ever seen has, including me. One is significance, and one is security. And as part of the healing code process, you deal with 12 categories of issues. Any issue you could ever have in your life falls under one of these 12 categories. The first time I ever heard or read about this concept, Dr. Pat, was in ancient manuscripts, thousands of years old, more than 3,000 years old, by the way, by a guy named Solomon that most people have heard of, and a lot of people consider him to be the wisest man that ever lived. A lot of his writings are available and very popular today. And Solomon wrote, "Guard your heart above everything else, for from it flows all of the issues of life." Now, he's not talking about the pump heart. He's talking about the "I love you with all my heart" heart. And according to Solomon, you can't have any issue, health, relationship, success, financial, you can't have any issue that doesn't come from the spiritual heart, all right? So we fast forward about 3,000 years to 2004, the Dallas Morning News, and they're reporting brand new research from Southwestern University Medical Center in Dallas, Texas, a mainstream medical center, and they're interviewing Dr. Eric Nessler, the chairman of the department, and the whole gist of the article and the research is Dr. Nessler is saying, "We have finally discovered the source." And he literally goes on to say, and this is a direct quote, that for most treatments in medicine today, the treatment that we administer are little more than Band-Aids.
Mm.
Now imagine a mainstream doctor at a American university saying that in a broad statement. He said they address the disease's symptoms, but not its source, and we have finally discovered the source. And if we can figure out a way to fix this source, in Dr. Nessler's words, for the first time, we can treat and heal genetic illness and disease at its root. And they called the source cellular memories. Now, the interesting thing, Dr. Pat, is that if you read the fine print from what they're calling cellular memories. And by the way, now a number of other universities have done this same research and found the same thing. And it's a pretty common knowledge out there these days. If you read the fine print of what they're calling cellular memories and what Solomon called issues of the heart, they're talking about the same thing. And here's all it is. It's your memories, okay? If you have memories that have these spiritual issues in them, fear and anger and sadness and hopelessness and unforgiveness and guilt and shame and insignificance and insecurity, and there's a thousand others, all right, and it's unique to each person. The mistake we've made is we have thought that if I'm not thinking about that painful memory, that it's just behaving itself and not causing anybody any problems. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. We now know that the memories that contain these spiritual issues are like little radio stations, and they're broadcasting that guilt and that shame and that unforgiveness and the belief that I'm not good enough or that I don't measure up or whatever it is to the cells in our body, which cause them to close and go into self-protect mode, where they'll eventually, the odds skyrocket that they'll manifest a disease gene before they die. And in fact, Dr. Bruce Lipton at Stanford Medical School says that's the only way that genetic illness can happen. And the other thing it does is that signals received by the hypothalamus in the brain, which flips on the stress switch when it should not be flipped on. And then that cascade of negative domino effect of being sick, dumbed down, energy drained, coming at whatever we're doing from a negative perspective, and failure, all the things that come from stress, happen once the hypothalamus kicks in the fight or flight. And so what the healing code does, the healing code is the discovery of four healing centers on the body that, to our knowledge, have never been discovered before. It's not acupuncture. It's not chakras or Reiki. It's not tapping or rubbing. I think those are great things, but it's not what this is. And you activate them in a particular sequence with your fingertips. A 7-year-old can do it unassisted. And when you do that, the issue of the heart or the cellular memory that you're working on is healed. The way it's healed is that we have a mechanism in our body that generates a frequency that will resolve the guilt frequency coming from that memory. It'll neutralize it. So that guilt frequency is no longer received by the hypothalamus or the cells in our body. Now, this is getting a little bit technical, probably too much, but
I think this is the conversation we need to have, if I might say, Dr. Alex, because I think what's happened here is we have, 6-year-olds that know how to talk about technical issues. So, I think what's happening is if you can break this down in a way that, and technology, a lot of people make sense of it, right?
Right.
They get it. They make sense of it. You know, there are things that connect. And I think this is the conversation that that we've been waiting for around healing, because people are looking for a dialogue that actually makes sense to them, right? You see what I'm saying? So please go on and get all technical if you'd like.
Well, so you might ask yourself, okay, I've got a memory when I'm 7 years old where my dad yelled at me and it's got guilt in it or whatever. Okay, here's the question. What is that guilt and what is that memory made of? Is it flesh and blood and bone and tissue? No, it's not. It's an energy pattern. We know that. It's no secret. We've known that for years. It is stored inside us as an energy pattern. they used to think all the memories were stored in the brain. So over a number of years, now they won't let them do this anymore, but over a number of years, they cut out every part of the brain doing different types of research, and the memories were still there every single time. Now the reason they're called cellular memories is because we know they're stored in cells all over the body, but you can't eliminate a memory by cutting out a cell because it's in the energy field. And so even if you cut out a memory that has that cell, it'll be in another memory. You can't destroy it, in other words, all right? They're always there. So if the problem is a spiritual issue that's in my memory that's sending out a signal and it's causing, we're having a thunderstorm here. I apologize.
That's okay. I think we're shaking up a little energy, wouldn't you say?
Maybe that's it. So the reason you need a tool like the Healing Codes is because the problem is made of energy, and the Healing Codes are a quantum mechanics tool. So you're using an energy tool for an energy problem. If you want to cut out a tumor, you need a scalpel. You need something physical to cut out something physical. You need something chemical for something chemical. These memories that have the problems in them are energy patterns, and you need an energy tool to fix them. And you're not cutting them out, you're fixing them. You're neutralized, the memory will still be there. The guilt will just be gone.
Okay, so I'm getting tons of questions coming in here over our instant feedback mechanism. So I'm just going to fire some of these at you if you don't mind, Dr.
Ahead.
Alex.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All
right. First question is, does the stress go to the weakest part of the body?
Ah, very insightful. Yes, there's a theory called the weak link theory, and actually in standard medicine, but it's also in natural medicine. And that theory is that when you're under stress, the weakest link breaks first. That's why you don't have the same effects of stress in every person. It's based on where that person's weakness is. So the answer to that is absolutely yes, and this is decades and decades of research.
Okay, next question is, what's the website? How can we find out more about this?
Well, you know, the first thing I would advise, because I grant you right off the bat that I'm the most biased person about this you could ever talk to, okay? So one thing I really advise is go to Amazon.com, the largest book blog in the world. Type in the Healing Code, that's singular, no S, and see what normal everyday people who have tried this process say about it after they try it. And what you're going to find is well over 400 reviews, 4.5-star average. There's people on there recanting healing of all kinds of stuff. There's a rabbi from Jerusalem, of all places, on there, who got the book by some crazy set of circumstances, did it on himself, it healed him, he did it on his family, it healed everybody in his family. He started passing it around to other rabbis in Jerusalem. You got to picture this. I mean, it's insane. You could never write this script. and they ended up contacting me, and we sent more books. So today there's rabbis all over Jerusalem doing the Healing Code. And another person with ALS, they got the book, did it for a number of weeks. The ALS healed. The medical doctor came in to tell the person that their ALS had healed, and the medical doctor was crying and said, "This is the miracle of my practice," and the daughter's writing a book about it right now. But you'll find all kinds of stories on that site, and I like people to go there because it's not me. It's normal people.
Well, I'll tell you, they want answers. I got three questions all came in. How do you do it? How do you fix it? How do I find out how to do it? How do I find out about the healing code? So clearly we have the attention of a lot of people right now.
Well, the easiest way to learn how to do it is to get the book. Amazon usually has it on sale for about $15. You can get it at almost any bookstore. Sam's, Barnes & Noble, Costco, Davis Kid, you know, so if it's easier to go to a bookstore, go pick it up. If you want to go to Amazon, they'll deliver it to your door.
Okay. Couple of other questions coming in here. One of them has to do with addictions, and it, you know, the question that's being asked is, okay, where do you put addictions in the, in, let me see if I can get this. Oh, how do you classify addictions? Can you heal from addictions? Is this the same kind of energy? Are we talking about beliefs? Are we talking about behavior? You know, how do I cure my addiction? Great question.
Yeah, it's a very good question and a huge issue today. For whatever reason, I had a lot of professional wrestlers who became clients of mine back in the early years when I was doing the healing codes on clients every single day in my office. And they would fly in to Nashville from all over. These are WWF guys, and I mean, these guys were like mountains. They were so huge. But anyway, the point is, I remember I had one WWF guy fly in. And this guy was the biggest, strongest man I've ever seen. He was also one of the nicest men I've ever talked to. And he was weeping in my office, Dr. Pat. And he said, "Dr. Alex, you don't understand." He said, "I either have action figures of me at Walmart or I work at Walmart."
Oh, wow.
He said, I haven't graduated from high school. I have no other marketable skills. And Vince McMahon just called me into his office and said, "You've got two strikes for substance abuse. You get one more and you're out." And he said, "I've tried inpatient. I've tried outpatient. I've tried everything." And he said, "I either make millions of dollars or I live under a bridge." And so he spent 2 days with me in Nashville, and we found and healed his spiritual issues going way back. And some that he didn't even know about. And that's another issue altogether, is a lot of these issues are not even conscious. So you have to have a mechanism that finds and fixes them automatically. And the healing codes does that. But anyway, after 2 days he left, and we had healed all the spiritual issues related to addiction. I saw him probably 4 years later. I was in Orlando, Florida on vacation with my family, and he was there for a big event at Universal Studios, and he came up and about broke every bone in my body hugging me, Dr. Pat, and he said, "I just wanted you to know I never took any other substance. I never looked back. I never had another problem." And he said, "Not only that, but," he said, "I've been so happy and at peace in my life, a peace that I'd never experienced before." And so the answer to the question is it works better on addictions than anything I've ever seen, because it's not dealing with the symptoms of addiction. It's dealing with the source. It's dealing with the underlying spiritual issues that I believe caused the addictions in the first place, but for sure blocked them from healing and kept people in that vicious cycle.
Well, this is really, you know, breakthrough is not even really the right word for this, Dr. Alex. I mean, you know, I could talk about that, but what I think is so important, especially from the questions that are coming in, you know, seem to make sense. I mean, you know, here's a question that may sum it up completely, and this is one that I want to follow up with you on. It says, so that every time you get stressed, you can bank on the same part of the body being attacked. Now, let's talk about that from a broader point of view. Let's take cancer, for example, mm-hmm. if we could, right? Because everybody knows the word cancer right now. It's one of, you know, autoimmune is starting to work its way up, but cancer is, you know, it's the big C, right?
Right.
So we get something like cancer, we go in, we get chemotherapy, blah, blah, blah. Some people never get it back again, but other people, it comes back. And so the average person that thinks about this or knows other people struggles to make sense of this. Yeah. How would you describe this from the Healing Code perspective?
Well, first of all, I would not advise someone against doing standard procedures for cancer in regard to the Healing Codes. Because, and here's why, you don't need to. You can do the Healing Codes with the chemo. You can do the Healing Codes with the meds. You can do the chemos with the surgery. Now in the book, Dr. Ben, who's a medical doctor, I'm not. I'm a PhD and an MD. But Dr. Ben, who is a medical doctor, speaks to that some from his perspective of how, for instance, chemo kills everything in its path, including your immune system. And that there's never been in history, in his opinion, a successful chemo that killed 100% of cancer cells. And Dr. Ben says, if you ask any credible medical doctor, is it possible for chemo to kill 100% of your cancer cells? Well, Dr. Ben says, every one of them, if they're telling the truth, will say, no, it's not possible. In a best case, you're looking at 80%, 85%. So you got a problem there because if you've still got 10, 15% cancer cells, if those aren't addressed, they'll still kill you. So what's going to deal with those? Well, the answer is your immune system. Well, the problem with that is chemo kills your immune system. So it's kind of a deadly, you know, on the edge race for, you know, will it kill my immune system first or the cancer cells first, and will I have enough of my immune system left to still kill the cancer? Well, that's not for me to speak to, okay? I'm not credentialed or an expert in those areas. You can read what Dr. Ben says in the book. But what I'm saying is no matter what you're doing, including other natural things, do this with it because yeah, get the nutrients for your cells. Take the vitamin C. Take the fish oil. I do, you know. And maybe do some standard medicine things, too, okay? I mean, that situation is different for each person. But while you're doing whatever you're doing, please heal these underlying spiritual issues because I just tell you, it's where the rubber meets the road. And if you don't do that, and I think this is where your original question was coming from, if you don't do that, then, yeah, you may get the cancer to go away. You may get the diabetes to normalize, but you've not gotten rid of the poison spring that produced them. So we want to get rid of that poison spring, water spring, not a metal spring. We need to get rid of that poisonous source that produces this negative stuff in your life so that, you know, when you get those symptoms to go away through whatever way you and your advisors choose, that they won't come back again.
I love this. I love this conversation because, you know, this is really, for a lot of folks, this is, I think, the first step in the process, Dr. Alex. I mean, and the reason I say that is because, you know, we all know that there's a level of awareness. You had to go through it. I've gone through it. And then the next question is, okay, now that I know this, Dr. Alex, people want to know, what is the next step? Because as I mentioned before about living in a quantum society, mm-hmm. we also want results now that way.
Right.
We don't want to wait 10 years in therapy for us to get healed. So Does the healing code address that?
Yeah, it does. Now the time needed to heal, even with the healing codes, varies from person to person. We had two people come, and by the way, the procedure takes 6 minutes to do. That's where that came from in the title. We had two people come to us, Dr. Pat. Both had migraine headaches. They were both 45-year-old males. They had the same severity of headaches and the same frequency of headaches, all right? And it had them for the same period of time, 15 years. It was amazing. They were almost exactly alike as far as their symptoms go. And both of them started doing the healing code at the same time. One of them had the migraines heal and, to my knowledge, never come back in about 3 weeks. The other gentleman had the migraines heal, and to my knowledge, never come back, in just under 13 months. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Now we're tempted, you know, from our Western mindset to say, well, what's the deal there? They had the same problem. No, they did not have the same problem. They did not remotely have the same problem. They had the same symptom, which was migraine headaches for both of them. One gentleman, man, if you looked at his life, you would say, this guy's got a great life. He had wonderful parents. He had a great upbringing. He's made pretty good choices. And when he was in his 20s, a bag of concrete fell off of a truck and hit him in the head, all right? The other gentleman, and I know because I talked to both of them, the other gentleman, if he started telling his story, we would all need a box of Kleenex.
Oh, geez.
Because I sure did. And the gentleman who had his migraines heal in 3 weeks was very appreciative. The gentleman who had them heal in 13 months could hardly even speak. He said, this hasn't healed my migraines, Dr. Alex. This has healed my life. And so it's kind of a different way of looking at things that you know, okay, everybody's going to have their symptom, whatever it is, but that's not the problem. The problem are these underlying spiritual issues that we all have. And by the way, Dr. Pat, we inherit these from generations back, so we can have these things and not even know we have them.
Well, that's why I have to tell you I'm so thrilled. I am completely grateful for you being able to take this message out and joining me here today, Dr. Alex. I can't thank you enough. I know the kind of courage it takes to do this.
Well, I don't know that it takes a lot of courage, but I've had a lot of fun, and it's been my honor and privilege. I know how big your shows are and how popular you are, and I'm honored to be here.
Well, I want to open the door anytime you want to come back. We have a lot of stations we can take this message out to, and I want to thank you so much, Dr. Alex, for joining me here today. Any last-minute words, personal message for our listeners today?
Yeah, absolutely, and this is the most important thing I've said all day, and it's three things. Number one, it's not your fault. Number two, no matter where you are, you can still get to where you want to be. And number three, the solution is not about trying harder. And a couple of those you may not totally get until you read what this is, but I promise you all three of those are true.
Thank you so much for joining me here today. Boy, I'll tell you, I want to make sure everybody knows the book is The Healing Code. It's all in here. 6 minutes to heal the source of your health, success, or relationship issue. My very special guest tonight, Dr. Alex Lloyd, joining me here today. The book is also co-authored by Dr. Ben Johnson. And please, everybody, take a shout out it and do what Dr. Alex said. Go to Amazon and find out what people are saying. I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much, Dr. Alex. And my gosh, we will support your work. Just let us know how.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody. You've heard it tonight. Do a little research on your own, like Dr. Alex says. Check it out. Find out what Mark Victor Hansen, Bruce Lipton, many other people have said, and take your life back. That's why I do the show. I hope you've heard something tonight that will move you in the direction you want to go. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.